you don't want to put a big tractor out there and tap some of your yard. So you just get him to plow a row. So you might have two or three rows and just let him plow.
When you're plowing the trenches cut by the plow, they call that the... Did you ever hear the furrows?
No, I haven't.
Did you ever hear a name for the horse that walks in the middle there, the trenches?
No, not really. I haven't.
And something kind of like a plow, only it's got a lot of little teeth in it, breaks up the ground finer.
Now you're really getting me. I don't too much know about different things like that.
Did you ever hear of a Hera or Hara?
No.
And what different kinds of grass would grow up in the cotton field?
Ooh, crab grass. Wild grass.
Mm-hmm.
All types of weeds. A bush nail.
A what?
A bush nail.
What's that?
Now they might not grow too much in the cotton fields, but they grow all the time in the watermelon fields. You can it's a long piece of almost it's always entwined with the watermelon rind. You have to be careful because once the thing stings you, touches you, you can just itch.
Mm.
It has the effect of poisonality, but it doesn't go that far. A bush nail. And in the center of it, you can pull out a little nut that tastes like a pecan.
Mm-hmm.
Call it a bush nail.
What you mentioned earlier, something about chopping cotton. When you're chopping cotton, just what is it that you're doing?
You have to keep all the grass away around the cotton stalk. Grass grows all the way and sometimes grows up over the cotton stalk. When it gets that bad, it'd be that wild grass, or that crab grass. You have to chop around it. And usually when it rains a lot, you have to re-chop the same field because the grass will eat the cotton up, choke it, choke the roots. So you have to keep the grass out and around it.
Something that people would make out of sugar cane would be?
Sugar.
Or something sticky?
Syrup.
Anything else? Anything like syrup?
The corn syrup. Now that you use that mostly for baking pies and sweets.
Do you ever hear blackstrap,
molasses?
Yeah, what's the difference?
Oh, I know the molasses is much darker and sweeter than syrup, light syrup. That's what I like syrup and not molasses.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever hear syrup or molasses called long sweetening and short sweetening?
No, I haven't.
And if you bought some molasses, what would it come in?
It would come in a glass container with a spout where you can pour it out.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever hear that called a stand of molasses? Or do you ever hear the expression stand of lard?
Mm-hmm.
And if you took some corn to the mill to be ground, did you ever hear an expression referring to the amount that you could take at one time?
No.
Something like a turn of corn, did you ever hear that?
No.
And if you went out and got as much wood as you could carry, you'd say you had a...
handful.
Or an arm.
Armful.
Huh?
Armful.
And on a wagon that didn't have a full load of wood, you'd say you just had a...
a small load.
Did you ever hear the expression a jag of wood?
No, I didn't.
And flour used to come in a...
really, a big